Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Poppin. I'm joined by two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. And David, the Giants bolstered their pass rush with the free agent signing of Olivier Vernon. We're going to break down three plays of his coming up right now.
This is what I love doing, Papa, is breaking down film, especially of offensive and defensive line. We're going to start right now. He's at the right defensive end position up against Tyron Smith, who is one of the premier left tackles in the NFL. Right now, we're going to see him, number one, honor the run on a play action, but the ability to have a double move and the speed to come up with a sack. Tony Romo is going to have the play action run inside. Tyron Smith sets inside, has that anchor, but Olivier Vernon has the production on the inside to maintain leverage, but also is able to quickly convert it into a pass rush move in order to come up with the sack and the pressure.
All right, now we're going to take a look at Olivier Vernon lined up differently, but still being able to get after the quarterback.
One of the things that the Miami Dolphins defensive line front would like to do is what we call a bat or a radar. They would have guys standing up with Ndamukong Suh or Olivier Vernon, but what they want to do is they want to create one-on-one and mismatches so that their defensive linemen have the best advantage. Now we're going to see him lined up as the left defensive end over the right tackle in a stand-up move. He was able to use his bend, his dip, his lean, and his speed off of the edge to beat offensive tackles sitting against that power move. Simple swipe, offensive tackle cannot get his hands on him, uses his speed, his body lean to win the one-on-one matchup and come up with his second sack of this game against the Dallas Cowboys.
So he's got a lot of different ways to get after the quarterback, but as you mentioned, you also have to be able to honor the run. And we have a play here to show him playing the run quite efficiently as well.
He is actually very deceptive. He has got long arms. He is able to stack, shed at the line of scrimmage. If it is a big and offensive tackle, he has the anchor to sit down and be able to hold the line of scrimmage. But right now, we're going to see him completely dominate a future Hall of Famer in Jason Witten. They're going to try to motion over Jason Witten to get the advantage to run an outside sweep. You're going to see him at the top of the screen completely shed Jason Witten, with the play having no place to go whatsoever, let alone to have the play start. See him at the top of the screen, sees the motion, maintains outside discipline. Jason Witten has no chance. Stop, tackle for a loss. That's the way that you want to do it.
And him using his hands there, obviously a key factor. Good look at Olivier Vernon.
Great look, and looking forward to seeing him in a Giants uniform.
For David Deal, I'm Bob Poppa. That's a look at Olivier Vernon inside the film room.